You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Please welcome Chadwick Boseman.
I didn't expect you to do that.
Welcome to the... What do you mean you didn't expect me to do that? Everywhere you go now for the rest of your life, you will be greeted like this.
You are not lying.
You are the king of Wakanda, my friend. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Wow.
I've been a fan of yours for such a long time, and I've watched you go from film to film, and you've played some of the most iconic people on screen, but there is something truly different and magical about this character. Could you feel it when you were making Black Panther?
I think the whole cast, we knew how special this project could be. We knew what the comic book was. We knew what the whole idea of this technologically advanced nation in Africa, that, you know, essentially they're the oldest people on the planet.
Right.
That's that idea that it was a revolutionary one that we knew we could throw a lot of our passion into, and we didn't know how people would receive it. We didn't know, that it would be this sort of impact that
right.
We knew that it would be important to see a Black superhero. We knew that would be interesting. We knew that, you know, once people saw what these women were, that would impact some people, but you don't know if that's gonna be a niche group of people that love it. And you also don't know if it's going to, if the studio is going to put everything they can into it.
Right.
And I have to give Marvel credit and Disney credit for, throwing the book at it,
right.
Essentially, is what they
did. And that's really what they did. I mean, like the marketing worldwide, the way the story was presented, everyone on the cast. Because what made the story special was, I don't know if it was just me, it feels like Black Panther's powers come not just from his suit, but from his people.
From his tradition.
His tribe, from the women around him. It was really special to see a situation where it didn't feel like anyone was a sidekick. It felt like everyone was part of a team. Was that something that you were focusing on in the way you treated your stars in
yes,
every scene?
Absolutely. I felt like in order for him to be a good king, you know, one of the good signs of someone who is wise is that they disseminate responsibility.
Right.
And so I felt that, you know, his father would have taught him, you know, use everybody's skills. Don't try to do everything.
Right.
You can't be everywhere at one time. So it was important for Danai to be as strong as she is.
Uh-huh.
It was important for Lupita to be as strong as she is. And I felt like, what we had, as far as, you know, there's no real, I don't think there's a villain in this movie. I think you have two sides of the same coin.
Right.
The Killmonger story.
That's
and the T'Challa story.
Yeah.
We treated it that way. Michael and I kept ourselves separate and came together at certain points so that we could create this sort of tension on scene, but in the scenes. But it was a collaboration, I think, for everybody.
That's an interesting idea that there was no villain. It was two sides of a story. I mean, more than ever in America right now, people feel like, oh, there's a villain, there's no villain. It feels like every story needs to have that. But that's what made Black Panther so complicated. And I won't give any spoilers away, but it felt like a story where you truly did not know how you felt. Mm-hmm. You just had to work on how you felt about how the people were trying to do what they were trying to do.
Well, it doesn't let anybody off the hook.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, and I think that's the key thing, is that I think when everybody is the hero in their own story. You know,
right.
like you should be the hero in your own story. You should be, you should see yourself conquering, the dramatic action of whatever you're trying to do. So when you get the crisis, you know how to deal with it. You
right.
should be able to do that. And there are people that come in and help you with your story, but you have to be the person who deals with the conflicts that are in place. Nobody else can. There's no deus ex machina
right.
that's gonna come in and save it for you. Even if you pray to God, God expects you to do some things. So I think you have to be that hero.
I know that I felt that, and I connected with so many of the characters in different ways, not just because of who they were and what they were doing, but also because of home. Like, I was really impressed by the fact that everyone in the movie had an African accent. And what was cool was it was African accents from different places. Mm-hmm. You know, like M'Baku had a Nigerian-inspired
right.
accent, you know, and Nakia had an accent that had flair, like a bit of Kenya in there. And T'Challa came out, and there was a moment in the movie where I was watching you, and I was like, why does this sound like a little bit of a young Nelson Mandela? There was like a, mm-hmm. was there like a Xhosa inspiration behind the
absolutely,
accent?
Absolutely, absolutely. That was the sound of my dialect coach.
Oh, wow.
And so I wanted that sound specifically because I felt like the clicks are an indication, like it's believed that languages that have the clicks, they're among the oldest.
Right,
and
right,
so
right.
I felt like that was a great sound for this particular character. And, the point that you just brought up about each person having a different sound, we felt like we were taking the continent and sort of closing it in,
right.
like compressing it and saying everything that we love about the continent came from here.
Right, right.
So
right.
you can pull from every place because there's a dispersion from this, from Wakanda. So yes, she could have a Kenyan hint in her accent. It also allows each actor to bring things that are close to them to the story.
Right.
So as opposed to like some people might be like, well, you can't just have this generalized Africa where people are picking from anything they want. But if it comes from an organic truth and an organic DNA, uh-huh. which is what we did, then and everybody's on the same page, then it becomes something that is real.
So. Was a part of you worried though that everyone having African accents would be something that like the studio or even moviegoers wouldn't gravitate towards?
I wasn't worried.
So somebody was worried. Somebody was worried.
I wasn't, yeah. I wasn't worried because I had seen, John Connie
right.
doing Shakespeare. You know what I'm saying? I'd seen, who plays my father in the film. I had seen, African Zulu Macbeth.
Right,
you know, I'd
right,
seen
right.
that before. So I already knew it worked. I had seen that from my college years.
Right.
That this could work. You know, other people hadn't seen that. So I knew that that an African accent could carry all of that passion in the English language, you know, just as well as a British one could, if not better. For me, there was when I heard things like, people can't listen to that, you know, for an entire film, if, you know, they were just talking about me doing it. I was like, no, we're gonna go to Wakanda one day. and if, in my mind, I was like, if I have a British accent right now, what's gonna happen?
When the rest of the nation is speaking with a British accent.
I'm just picturing that
it would
scene.
Be horrible.
I'm just picturing that cut out of the movie right now. It's like Black Panther coming back and everyone's like, my king, you have returned. He's like, well, hello there, yes.
Yeah.
Well, hello, good to be back.
When we were debating it, I had that nightmare. I had that nightmare. I was like, no boy.
Like, the movie connected with so many people on so many levels. And one thing I really enjoyed was I got to watch the film in New York City. I got to watch the film with many different people from different walks of life. Mm. I watched how it touched many African Americans. What I also loved, though, was how that authenticity translated back to Africa, back to South right. Africa. I saw people back home who embraced the movie just as much as people did here, which is not an easy thing to do because Africans get portrayed in a certain way in film. Right. And a lot of the time, I won't lie, we watch movies and we're like, who are they trying to imitate right now?
Right.
What part of Africa is this?
Right.
But people loved it back home. People loved it in the motherland. Was that something that was important for you? Did that touch you?
It I can't even put into words what that feels like because you know, on both sides, as an African American, and you know, seeing people from the continent, I've seen the divide for my entire life.
Right.
You know, I've you know, grew up, and I remember hearing the term African booty scratches as an insult.
Right.
You know, I remember
right,
that.
Right.
And then I went through my phase of trying to find Africa and not knowing, well, which place am I from?
Wow.
You know, and I've seen Africans who viewed us in a particular way where you're not connected.
Right.
You don't know where you're from. And at the same time, love parts of our culture. So there's like this weird, there's been this weird dynamic.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't know the oral tradition because I didn't grow up with it. You know, if I knew exactly where I came from growing up, I would have had an oral tradition from that place.
Right.
I never had that. So this movie, in a certain way, creates a story that we all share. And it's the first time that's I feel like that's ever happened.
Where I feel like
where,
that, yeah.
Where it's like, okay, that's our story. That's our story, too. And I think part of that is because you have these two characters who have this collision.
Right.
And they have to go through each other and find out about each other. So even in fighting, there is a sense of kinship among them, and I think it's portrayed on screen where people accept it.
It's portrayed, it's welcomed, it's electric, and it's gonna make $1 billion plus. So
congratulations! It's so amazing having you on the show. Thank you for everything
Thank
you've
you.
Done. I appreciate you.
Oh my God.
Black Panther is in theaters now. Chadwick Boseman, everyone.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.